Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Summer is the time to travel, and whether you plan to travel within the state, hit the wide open highways of America, or fly abroad, you're going to want to eat. Of course, dining out is a big part of the fun of travel, but Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, you may want to do some home cooking too.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people these days end up going places and looking for sort of condos or apartments that have kitchens because it's a lot of the fun. It's going out and just cooking dinner. You don't have to go out every night when you're traveling.
No, that gets expensive.
Right.
And because so many of us are really attracted to our local farmers markets here in Maryland,
right.
It's real easy to get attracted to the farmers markets elsewhere.
Sure.
And I know they can be found. And
almost any weekend in any big city, there's always going to be a farmer's market to be had these days.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been to Aspen and seen them, certainly in the West Coast.
Sonoma, Portland, Oregon.
Portland has a great one. Rochester, New York has a great one, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I was in France a little while ago, and our little town had market twice a week, and we just loaded up because we're used to doing that.
Yeah.
And Jerry, I got to say something. Our Baltimore farmers markets compare very, very favorably with these European markets.
I agree wholeheartedly. Actually, better than many. I mean, the ones I've seen, Baltimore just really, really does a great job in terms of quality and diversity compared to a lot of other cities in the country.
Now, if you're going to be improvising and buying things at the market and bringing it home, you run into a problem quite often when you're renting, and that is, how fully equipped is the kitchen?
Right.
It may have a lot of gadgets, but it's not likely to have a lot of the stuff that you use when you're ordinarily cooking,
right.
Which is why we decided to come up with the concept of the traveling spice kit.
Right. I have a friend who goes nowhere without a bottle of hot sauce.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everywhere they go, they pull out the bottle and just shake it on everything.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And one thing you can do is save some of those old prescription pill bottles and just use those.
Oh, yeah, to do like little spice containers.
Yeah, a little spice container. It doesn't take up a whole lot of room. Mm-hmm. It'll save you a lot of running around, too.
Right.
Now, I'm gonna list off some of mine that I wish I had when I was there. At the top of my list was cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah?
We wanted that for so many things. And finally, we went out to the Hyper U and bought some. But it's really nice. Herbe de Provence or fine herbs. Is just
always very versatile for a lot of things.
It is. Cumin I use in my cooking a lot, ordinarily. Rosemary just happens to be one of my favorite herbs. Because you're buying so many vegetables, you can do some simple recipes like stir fries or curries, which is why I'm going to take a little bit of garam masala along with me.
Sure.
There's something that I like a lot, and these are these little packets of Goya powdered chicken, beef, or vegetable broth.
Yeah, I thought that was a great idea, just to have these little package of, or cube, just fill a little bottle with some, because you always need like stock or something when you're cooking, and it's never around.
And you don't really have the time to make your own.
Right,
so.
And these products are very good. There's some really high quality ones out there.
And tagging along with your friend, I would bring some stir fry sauce.
Oh, okay, sure.
Which is a really good thing to have.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many good vegetables available ordinarily that the things that I'm going to use to season my vegetables are going to be at the top of my list. I'm going to assume that salt and pepper is going to be there in the pantry.
Yeah, of course.
And I think one of the things you may need to go out and buy is probably some good olive oil and a small bottle of whatever your favorite vinegar is.
Yeah, those are very helpful too.
But a little planning ahead, I think, really can save you a lot of time and trouble.
Sure.
And make those dinners that you cook yourself with those fine local ingredients taste so good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.